The conflict continues to drag on in Libya, with those loyal to leader Muammar Gaddafi fighting opposition forces and NATO warplanes operating under a UN mandate to prevent government attacks on civilians. And joining us on the line is Daniel Serwer with Johns Hopkins School of Advanced International Studies. Mr. Serwer, is the fighting at a stalemate in Libya?
I don't think so. I think the rebels are making slow progress against Gaddafi's forces, who are showing signs of being worn down.
What do you think needs to happen there in Libya?
Well, I think what needs to happen is for Gaddafi to agree to leave power. That's what the Americans were asking him to do over the weekend in a meeting in Tunisia. And that's what will open the way to a resolution.
When you say that the opposition forces are making headway and it's slow, how much longer might this go on?
It can go on for a long time. There's a lot of money and supplies on Gaddafi's side, so far as anyone can tell. But, you know, at a certain point, there's a tipping point. And when we reach that, I can't predict. But I do think that that the military balance is clearly shifting in the direction of the rebels, slowly but pretty steadily now.
Should the United States step up its role in Libya?
I don't think so. I think NATO is handling this reasonably well. The Americans are playing quite a strong role behind the scenes in things like intelligence provision, target selection, things of that sort. But, you know, the Americans are preoccupied elsewhere. The Europeans have much greater interests in Libya, and they wanted this, and they should carry the burden.
What happens once Gaddafi does step aside?
It's difficult to tell. Of course, a lot depends on whether he does it voluntarily or whether he does it involuntarily. But what the international community would clearly like is for the National Transitional Council based in Benghazi at that point to begin to take over the government of Libya. It would not itself become the government of Libya, but would be expanded, as I understand it, especially with representatives from Tripoli and other places in the West, and they would establish a new interim administration, and that interim administration would then decide how to proceed on writing a constitution, governing the country, and eventually having elections as well.
Well, thank you very much for your time today. I appreciate it.
It's my pleasure.